So we come before you with hearts wide open and hands wide open, looking to receive more and more of you, God. We are asking for more of your spirit. We are asking for more of your power. We are asking for more of your presence in our lives, God. We know that we are here today not by what we have done, but it's by your grace and your glory that just keeps saving us day after day after day, God. So we want to give you thanks, God. And we want to let you know who you are to us and who you've been to us, God. And that you've been so great. You've been so good. We want to tell you about who you are. We want to tell you all the good things that you've been to us, God. And even when things don't seem like they are good, mighty God, that you are still good because you stand firm on your promises to us, Jesus. So we pray that you just accept our worship today and that it will be acceptable in your sight. We hope that our worship and faith is still in our lives. And we're just asking for more of you. We give ourselves the sacrifices to God. And we pray that there will be less of us and just more of you, God. And that there will be more of you in everything that we do. We need you today and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Praise God, praise God. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. Praise God. That should be the desire of all of our hearts this morning, giving ourselves to the Lord, delighting ourselves in the Lord, that he will give us the desires of our heart. And as we continue to worship God, as we continue to exalt his name, as we continue to let him know that we appreciate him and we thank him for all the great things that he has done and is doing in our lives, I'll ask our evangelist, Newville, to come forth with the opening prayer.
Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. Wonderful Jesus, we bless you this morning. We honor you, God. We praise your holy name. Let us pray. Glory to God. Out of my bondage, sorrow and night, Jesus, I come. Into thy freedom, gladness and light, Jesus, I come to thee. Out of my sickness, O God, into thy wealth, Jesus, I come. God, in the name of your Son, Jesus, I come. Out of our sickness, God, and into thy health. Out of our wants and into thy wealth, Jesus, I come this morning. I thank you, O gracious God, for this another day, Lord, that we can come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you that through your Son you have made it possible so we can have access to the throne of grace. We thank you for health and strength. We thank you for the many waters, the many rivers that you have taken us through, the many mountains you have helped us to climb. We thank you because you are God and you are able to keep that which we have committed unto thee. This morning we come to thee weak and frail and insufficient. But we know, O God, that you are mighty, you are strong, and we can depend on you, Lord, in every step of the way. So here I come to you this morning on the behalf of your people, our service today, Lord, and everyone that are listening into your service this morning. We pray, O God, first for our moderator who are moderating this service. I pray this morning that your Holy Spirit, Lord, will wrap her right around, will anoint her, Lord, O God, from the top of her head right down through her whole body, Lord. Your Holy Spirit will direct her. O God, your Holy Spirit, Lord, will surround her. Your Holy Spirit, Lord, will be with her. Speak through her, Lord, and speak to her in the name of Jesus. We pray, O God, for our pastor and ministers and officers and members. We pray this morning that everyone that are looking up to you this morning, that those that are weak and feel upset in their spirit, Lord, you will uplift them this morning. We pray, O God, that the anointing of your spirit will be upon everyone this morning. Those that are discouraged, Lord, you will encourage them, Lord. You will heal them, Lord, by your word. We pray this morning for those that are sick, Lord, those that are sick and are not able even to participate in your services. We pray that your healing power, you will reach out your healing hands. You anoint them with your healing oil. From where you are, Lord, you can see every sick person. So we ask for your anointing upon them. We pray this morning, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus Christ, will take his stand, O God, in the life of your people. We pray for those this morning, O God, who might not even have a cup of tea to drink or a dollar to spend tomorrow. My God, you are looking down on them. Lord, you see them. You know them. You understand their life. Some might just have the last dinner this evening and don't know where tomorrow is coming from. But, oh, God, you have promised to provide for your people. You promise, Lord Jesus, you promise. Oh, God, when we think of the bird of the ear, and you provide for them, Lord. No one go hungry. So we pray this morning that you will make the proper provision for them. We pray, oh, God, for our country and what is going on around us today. We pray, God, that you will lend us your helping hand. We pray you will lift, Lord God, this disease that is counting down, that is taking down so many people, Lord. Not afraid, Lord, of power. This disease is not afraid of power. This disease is not afraid of money. This disease is not afraid of title. But, oh, God, you are most powerful. You are most holy. You are most righteous. Oh, God, and I know that this morning, Lord, you can still the tempest. You can calm the raging sea in the name of Jesus Christ. You can consume, Lord, every atmosphere that is not of yours, Lord God Almighty, because you are the master of the sea. And so right now, Lord, we pray you will give us a victory. We pray, oh, God, for your servant this morning who will be bringing your words. A special anointing upon your child. A special anointing, Lord. A special downpouring, Lord. That everyone who listens this morning will receive something. Oh, God, Paul said, such as I have received of the Lord, that I deliver unto you. So such as you have received, he will deliver unto your people. That those who are hungry, Lord God, will be strengthened. Those that are thirsty, their thirst will be quenched by your words this morning. Those that are going astray will come back to you. And those that have not yet accepted you, Lord. Oh, God, even one word will bring them back, Lord. Oh, God, let your anointing be upon your servant this morning. Let self be canceled. Oh, God, let fear be canceled. Let the enemy of soul be trampled in the name of Jesus Christ. Lead us, dear Lord God, that when we shall come to the end of this service, even a soul will say amen to your word. We thank you this morning and we look to you, for we ask it in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, and we said amen. Praise God.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Evangelist Newville. Praise God. Thank you. At this time, I'm going to be singing hymn number 215 in our hymnal, Heaven Came Down and Glory Filled My Soul. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day, day I will never forget. After I've wandered in darkness away, Jesus, my Savior, I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend, he met the needs of my heart. Shadows dispelling, with joy I am telling, he made all my darkness depart. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Born of the Spirit with life from above, into God's family divine, justified fully through Calvary's love, oh, what a standing is mine. And the transaction so quickly was made, when as a sinner I came. Took of the offer of grace he did proffer, he saved me, oh, praise his dear name. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Now I have a hope that will surely endure after the passing of time. I have a future in heaven for sure, there in those mansions sublime. And it's because of that wonderful day when at the cross I believe riches eternal and blessings supernal from his precious hand I receive. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Praise God. That's truly my testimony. That's truly my testimony. The verse that says, now I have a hope that will surely endure after the passing of time. I have a future in heaven for sure, there in those mansions sublime. And it's because, and it's because of that wonderful day when I surrendered. Praise God. Praise God. My stubborn will yield. And it's because of that wonderful day when at the cross I believe riches eternal and blessings supernal from his precious hand I receive. Heaven came down and glory fills my soul. When at the cross my Savior, the hymnal says the Savior, but I'm making it personal, my Savior made me whole. My sins, which were so many, were washed away, and my dark nights were turned to day. Heaven came down, and that's why I can smile in the midst of the storm. That's why I can smile no matter what, because glory, God's glory, filled my soul. Praise God. Praise God. At this time, we're going to have the scripture lesson, which will be read to us by Sister Jessette Anderson, and it's taken from Ephesians 2, reading from verse 1 to 8.
Good morning, church. Again, today's scripture is taken from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. I will begin. And you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might shew the exceeding riches of his grace in kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. Eighth and last, for by grace ye are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Here endeth the reading of God's holy words.
Praise God. Thank you, Sister Jessette. It's not any good that we have done. It's the gift of God why we have salvation. Praise God. Praise God. At this time, we're going to have our official welcome and announcement, and it'll be done by Sister Kanika Newville.
Good morning to everyone. Welcome to our Sunday service. I hope everyone is having a blessed Sunday thus far. Greetings to Reverend Bartlewell and to all the leaders. If there are any first-time visitors, we welcome you. Please pray for those who are sick and shut in. Please keep our pastor, Alvin Newton, in your prayers. And remember that he is out on medical leave until further notice. HCC is hosting a holiday dinner on December 12th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. This is a fundraiser for our upcoming Praise Fest. All dinner orders will be taken in advance. Please check the church's website for more information. The flyer with the menu and dates will be posted. Congratulations to Sister Michelle and Brother Osman, who celebrated their 14th wedding anniversary on August 19th. May God continue to bless your union. Happy birthday to Brother Vaughn Lindsay, who will be celebrating his birthday this coming Wednesday. On behalf of myself, I would like to thank everyone for their prayers and well wishes on my surgery last week. Thank God everything went well and I am recovering nicely. Please continue to pray for me. Remember that you can click on the calendar posted on the church's website at holinesschristianchurch.org for information regarding dates and times for the prayer meeting and all upcoming activities. Please forward your general announcements to 975announcements@gmail.com. God bless you.
Good morning. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. As we enter into the house of the Lord, we'll sing praises to our God. Thanks to God for his grace, his goodness, his love, his mercies. I want to thank the church also for your prayers and your support in all the ways that you have supported me. I too had my procedure on Thursday and I'm doing well. And I ask that you continue to give God thanks as you pray for me. May this day be a day of resurrection in the lives of each and every one of us, whether you are a Christian or not. Thank you for sharing in our service and may God bless you always. Thank you.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Pastor Newton. We are also thanking God for you and thanking God that he brought you through your surgery successful, and thank God for also Sister Kanika, who went through her surgery successfully, and we're just asking God that he will continue to heal and keep you safe. Praise God. Also, I just want to send a shout-out, birthday shout-out to all of the August celebrants, because they are many, and I don't want to get in any trouble and name names because I might forget some, but all of you who were born August, I just want to give you a big shout out of happy birthday. May the Lord continue to bless you and keep you. God bless. At this time, we're going to have the offertory prayer be done by our Sister Erlene Clark. This is a prayer giving thanks for what God has blessed us with and what you'll be given back to the building of God's kingdom. So we give thanks for that. Praise God. At this time, we'll have Sister Erlene Clark come forth with the offertory prayer. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For he is God. He is our God. We come before you this morning, our God, who have given the promise to Abraham that all the families of the earth will be blessed. We thank you, Lord. We come understanding that your word is true. Whatever you say is true. And your word endures forever, from everlasting to everlasting. Thou art God, and you never change. We thank you this morning for that promise of blessing. Lord, we praise your name. And we come before you this morning to worship with our offering, with our tithes. We come to worship with our voices. We come to worship with ourselves. We come, Lord, and we ask that you will not turn us away. Lord, and as we come with our tithes, we come with our offerings, we come with money, we ask that this will be used for the building of your kingdom. For right now, we know that the enemy is plotting against the church of God. The enemy is plotting against the gospel of the kingdom. The enemy is plotting. But Lord, this money that we have given to you, for you to bless, will be used to further your kingdom here on earth. Because your kingdom cannot fail. And we trust in you. We trust in God. And we know that your kingdom shall stand from shore to shore. The gospel will expand from shore to shore. Your word will go out till moon shall wax and wane no more. Lord, we worship you this morning. And we ask as we come to worship with our gifts that you will accept them, that you will not turn your back, turn your eyes away, Lord, but you will accept it, for and that your house will not be empty. Your house will be filled so that wherever it's needed, Lord, it will be there. And you promise to supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. So we thank you this morning. We praise and honor your name as we lay our offering at the foot of the cross. We say thank you. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Sister Earlene Clark. I know my sister affectionately as Sister Pinky. Love you, Sister Pinky. God bless you. And thank you for the prayer. Just a few additional announcements. Deacon Brown would like to invite everyone to Monday night Bible knowledge with Reverend Borderwell. Monday night, a Bible knowledge with Reverend Borderwell. It's a very good class. I've sat in a couple of times, and it's good spiritual growth for yourself and also to help you as you witness to others and gain souls for the kingdom. So join in if you have the time on a Monday evening. Please join in and participate. On August the 30th will be Men's Sunday, and we're asking that all men, we'll try to get all the men to come online and to tune in to that service, the men's service. That is the fifth Sunday of this month. We are fortunate to have a fifth Sunday, and the men will be conducting that service. We also have a praise announcement. Oh, my, praise God, because I know a lot of you have been praying and praying for our sister Toria about her husband trying to get here to the States. And we can report news that the Lord has answered prayer, and her husband, Brian, is here now in the U.S., so we can give a shout of praise to God for what he has done in that family's life. God bless you. We pray that Brian will be blessed as he comes to the city and be a part of our fellowship and just be blessed and be a blessing. God bless. Thank you. At this time, I'm going to say sit back and relax. But not so much relax, but stay focused on God. Stay focused on the reason why we're on the line. We're worshiping the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And this time we're going to have a special selection by my dear Sister McIntosh at this moment.
Thank you, Sister Lana. Good morning to all my brethren. It is a wonderful thing to give thanks unto the Lord. And we are blessed this morning to be a part of the family of God. Praise God. We have been encouraged so much that, you know, if we are cast down, if we are broken, we look to the Lord because he is our strength from day to day. It doesn't matter how dark the pathway might be, Jesus cares and he loves us. Praise God. When my way grows drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone,
Hear my cry, hear my call. Hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I'm tired, I'm weak, I'm worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When the darkness appeared and the night draweth near and the day is past and gone, as the river is sent, guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I'm tired, I'm weak, I'm worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. Lord, I'm tired, I'm weak, Lord, I'm worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. Take my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, please lead me home. Praise the Lord, praise God.
Thank praise you, the Lord, praise the Lord, Sister Mac. Praise the Lord. That was such a beautiful song of praise to God. Take my hand, precious Lord. Lead me on. Because we can't even walk without the Lord holding our hand. So we need him to lead us more than ever. Right now, we need him to lead us. Amen. Praise God. Thanks again, Sister Mac. Before I introduce our speaker, just for those who might have, it might have slipped your ears when it was announced about the dinner in December that is being done at 975 Burke Avenue. We need the orders. The orders, you can pre-order your things. If you might be getting a little reluctant or whatever it is that might hinder you from participating in this event, you can place your orders. There's a flyer, a menu that's on, I believe it was sent on the online in our box somewhere, either on
the website or even in our group WhatsApp, there's a menu there. You can select what you want, and that should be done the 24th. That is Monday, tomorrow. Effectively tomorrow, you can start to place your orders so that they can make preparations for this dinner that will be happening in December. So everything will be done in order and done safely and properly. So remember to mark that and pay attention to your WhatsApp updates and the website so that you'll know what is happening in our church. Amen. At this time, I'm going to introduce our speaker this morning. The speaker is our Reverend George Bardwell, the same leader and servant of God that does the spiritual classes on Monday evening. I just want you to get your hearts and your mind ready for what he has to present to us this morning. And as I always do, I ask God to let me know what it is that I should receive from any word that is presented to me. It's just about me and no one else. So I would encourage you to do the same. Whatever is being presented to you, you just ask God to give you the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and also to find out what in it should apply to me. What is my purpose? What should I be doing with what was said to me, Lord? And at this time, I'm going to have our Reverend George Bardwell come forth with the morning message. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. I just want to give God thanks for being with you this morning, for his enabling strength and his grace and his mercy towards me, and for allowing me to be in this service with you today. I just want to bring greetings to Pastor, and I'm very glad to know that he has successfully had his procedure done and that we are praying for him and hope that the Lord will have him recovered as quickly as possible. I want to greet all the leaders of the church and all the brethren this morning and all the listening audience who are filling in this morning to listen to the word of the Lord. I hope today that as I share with you God's words, that our hearts will be blessed and that we will take something from it to bless our hearts. The word I would like to speak on this morning is taken from Ephesians chapter 2, and I want us to focus on verse 5, 4 and 5. And the word exactly that I want to leave on our hearts are these words: by grace you are saved. By grace you are saved. You know, we have been hearing this at all times in church. We listen to the word, and at all times we hear the preacher said, "For by grace are we saved." Here in this passage, Paul points out to the Ephesians that we are saved by grace. Sometimes we treat these words lightly because we have heard it so many times. We were taught it in Sunday school, or we may have been taught it by our pastors as a means by which we are brought into the community of faith. And if we are asked, what are we saved from? It may be easy to say that we are saved from sin. Again, because of what we are taught. The teachings is correct, and we give correct answers. We could swat a paper and pass an exam, but outside of the exam, we may not apply practical knowledge to what we learn. So today, let us look beyond the swatting the paper and see what Paul was saying here. To do this, let us look at verse 1 to 3 and see what we can learn. Brother Paul was speaking to a group of believers in which he reminded them of their past way of life. He pointed out what we were then and what we are now. I hope that as we look back at what we were then, we can have great appreciation for what we are now. I have listed 4 things that he said we were. So if we look in chapter 2 and verse 3, we will see these 4 things. In chapter 2 and verse 1, I've listed here, we were dead in trespasses and sin. In 2 and verse 2, we walk according to the influence of the world. In chapter 2 and verse 3, we held our conversation in times past with ungodly men, craving after worldly things. And in chapter 2 and verse 3 again, we hear these words of Paul saying, we were children of wrath. Let me go through them one by one. We were dead in trespasses and sin. You were dead in your transgressions and sin. Ephesians 2 and verse 1, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. A dead person is lifeless, no feelings, no brain power, no response. I don't know much about handling dead people. You know, I have a friend at work who, this person said she's studying for forensic science and she just loves to handle dead. And she was giving me some experiences about dead people, that in certain, when somebody dies in the cold, it's a different way from when somebody dies in the summer, in the warmth. And a lot of things about dead person. But, you know, one thing I know about the dead is that that person is lifeless. That person has no feeling. That person cannot respond. So Paul said to the Ephesians brethren, you were lifeless. When it comes to moral decency, honesty, transparency, truth, you were like a dead person. You were conscienceless, no feelings, not conscious, and you were careless. It means nothing to you to rob someone, to lie about something, to be adulterous, or to be disrespectful to others, or even to know the right and do the wrong. And so here we see Paul said that, yes, you were dead in your trespasses and sin. Then we look at number 2. We were walking according to the influence of the world, Ephesians 2 and verse 2, wherein in time past we walk according to the course of the world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, we were governed by worldly ideas according to the course of this world. Fashions, we were governed by fashion, we were governed by luxury, selfish pride. We pride more about what we have than who we are. We play down with unrighteousness and dignity, and we uplift lies and deceit. The way of the world is against the kingdom of righteousness. It bears no true love and forgiveness. We were filled with hate and unforgiveness. Yes, this was what we were. There were times when we were doing the things that were wrong and not paying attention to the things that were right. When we take things that did not belong to us, we did backdoor deals. According to the prince of the power of the air, Paul said here, when in time past we walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, you were following after Satan and satanic powers. Satan is very active in the world, and his evil spirit did possess you. The evil spirit that controls the powers of the air also did control the minds that of us. The evil spirit that works in the children of disobedience captivates your hearts and mind. And so we were children of disobedience. Brother Paul said, there were times when we were under the control of evil spirits, when we had no clear thoughts, and when we were wrapped with evil things and evil speakings, times when we were filled with malice and grudge, backbiting, times when we were gossiping and scheming evil against one another, times when we were cheating and lying and was very selfish. That was what we were. And then in verse 3, we see Paul, as he said, we held our conversation in times past with ungodly men craving after worldly things. I read, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Yes, we kept worldly friends who gave us bad advice, lead us astray, who led us into wrongdoings and evil. But we are glad for the word of the Lord that says, blessed is the man who does not continue to take counsel from the ungodly. Yes, in those times, life was all about you and your selfish ambitions. In those times, you were ruthless. In those times, you were selfish in your pursuit. You would step on someone's head to get to the top, and it doesn't matter. There was no feeling. There was no conscious reality. You just do it because of your way of life. In those times, you were reckless and you were careless. So, nothing matters as long as you have your own way. Yes, you were dead in trespasses and sin. And number four, Paul says here, we were actually the children of wrath. And so, as children of wrath, we deserved to be punished. Punished by God. You know, in times past, in Paul's days, it was not only Paul who felt that people deserve to be punished, but you have the great philosophers who also thought that if you did not do things according to human standards, then you should die. And so then Paul says here, this was what we were. We were all deserving to die. But God loves us. Yes, you were dead in trespasses and sin. You may ask, what is trespass and sin? Are they different? Are they not the same sin? So why do Paul say trespasses and sin? Are they not the same sin? Is not all sin the same sin? Scholars argue about different kind of sins. And so we come to hear about the sin of commission and the sin of omission. The sin of commission, sins that we do, for example, if we kill a man deliberately, you know it, you plan it, and you did it. That's the sin of commission. The sin of omission is that which we fail to do. For instance, you saw someone dying, and you could save that person, but you did not. So, by what you did not do, the person dies. Sometimes there are people who would say, okay, well, I won't directly kill the person, but I will let him die. Either way, there are sins. So we see that there are different kinds of sins, the sin of commission and the sin of omission. And so Paul said, you were dead in trespasses and sin. It seems there is a difference between trespasses and there is a difference between sin. Sin is to make the goal or path of right and duty. Again, I say, sin is to miss the goal, sorry, not make, to miss the goal of path of right and duty. By that I mean, you have good intentions to reach your destination. Oftentimes, we hear people leaving out of a destination, but never end up reaching where they are going. They might be derailed by accident, or some danger befall them on the way, but they never end up reaching where they were going. They got mislead, they got lost. And so here, sin is like that, where you have good intentions. You want to do good, but you end up not doing it. There were times when we sin because we did not understand God's word. We have a good heart, and we want to do the right thing, but we end up doing the wrong thing because of the lack of understanding. Yeah, that is sin. We miss the way. Paul said, you did miss the way. Is there someone who is still missing the way today? Are you out there and you'd like to do good? You want to do good. It's your intention to do good. But somehow, because of the lack of understanding of God's word, you kept doing the wrong thing. You are missing the way. Paul said, yes, there were times when you did miss the way. Paul said to the Ephesians brethren, you did miss the way. Transgressions is different. Transgression is rebellion. Transgression against an individual would mean that you know what the person likes, you know what he wants you to do, but you do deliberately against that person. Or maybe some people may transgress against a nation. Or we can transgress against God. It means to willfully sin. You do not care when you become conscious. You turn your back to what is actually right, even though you know it. You're just rebellious. Now, it's like someone who you pass a place and you see a sign put up, trespassers will be persecuted. But even though you see the word trespassers will be persecuted, and you know that if you that the person doesn't want you to enter in that property, you look at the property and say, you know what, this is a shortcut. And no matter what the sign says, I am going to go through it. You know those type of signs. And you would go through deliberately. That's trespassing, because you know it's wrong. You know you're not supposed to enter, but you did it anyhow because you're rebellious. Transgression is when you were willfully rebellious against something or against God. You're willful in what you do. You know what is wrong, but yet you did it anyhow. Paul said to the Ephesians brethren, you who missed the way to the path of righteousness, and you were rebellious and conscienceless, you who were careless, reckless, you who were hell-bent, you who were going down a path that you know you should not go, you were hell-bent. Your inner feeling was filled with evil. You had no desire for God and for righteousness. You were dead in trespasses. So we see here, there are two ways. One is that we may miss the way because we don't know what to do. The other case is that we could have been rebellious. Paul was saying to the Ephesians brethren, yes, there are some of you who missed your way. And he was saying also, and there were some of you who did not really miss your way. You were just hell-bent. You were just, you know, everything that was right, but you were just doing the wrong thing, because you had no feeling or no fear for God. Not only to the Ephesians brethren did Paul say something like this, but Paul also spoke to the Corinthians brethren in a similar way. If you turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9 to 11, you will see a very similar case there. That is 1 Corinthians 6. Verse 9 to 11, this is what Paul says. Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulteresses, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And then he said here in verse 11, and such were you, but you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. And such were you. You see, in time past, you followed the way of the world. This was how you were. You used to live when you follow the way of the world. This was how you used to live. The way of the world are in opposition to the way of Christ. The way of the world can influence us in many forms. It can be barbarous, it can be brazen, it can be outrageous. You know that way where everybody knows what you're doing and you're just brazen out there and there's no hiding, there's no shielding about your wrongdoing. But the way of the world is not just that. Sometimes the way of the world can come in a quiet way, in a very deceitful way. So sometimes the world behaves very quiet and very deceitful and undermining. How does the world deal with hate, discrepancy, disappointments, fairness, justice? They are different. The world deals with it differently from how Christ deals with it. The way of the world is an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But for Christ, the way of Christ is a way of peace. The way of the world is to love your friends and hate your enemies. But the way of Christ is to love your enemies. Paul said, and such were you. Yes, you were all of these things of hate. You were of malice. You were of grudge. Yes, you were of an extortioner. You would step in somebody's head to get ahead. Such were you. And Paul said, in that case, you deserve to die. The prophet Isaiah says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to our own way. We have transgressed willfully. We have disobeyed God. And by sin, sin separates us from God. And Paul says, the wages of sin is death. So we know that these ways were the ways of death. But hear what Paul says in Ephesians 2 and verse 4. But because of his great love, praise the Lord. This was what you were before. But because of his great love, let me read. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, and in verse 5, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. So we see Paul here saying, this was what you were You are such sinners. You are so grave in your sin, grave in all these things. And you deserve to die. But because of God's great love, something else happened. You have been saved. Because of his great love, he has rescued you and delivered you. Such were you, but you are not that now. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ. Even when we were dead in trespasses, it is by grace you are saved. But because of his great love for us, he did not give us what we deserve to get. We should have died. We should have been nailed to the cross. We should have suffered. But because of his great love, I want you this morning to touch yourself and say, God loves me. If you are lonely, touch yourself and say, God loves me. You have a friend. God loves me. If you have no one to share with, no one to share your heart's desire with, touch yourself and say, God loves me. If you think you deserve the pain you feel, touch yourself this morning and say, God loves me. If you are blaming yourself for the wrong things that plagues you, touch yourself this morning and say, God loves me. It doesn't matter who you are or what you did wrong. God loves you. Touch yourself and say, God loves me. I hope by touching yourself and say, God loves me, you can feel the love of God taking control of your inner being today. God loves you. But because of his great love for us, what you were then, you are not that now. Praise the Lord. That's what the Bible says here. Because of his great love for us, what you were then, you are not that now. Yes, you were such a deceiver. You were such a liar and a thief. But because of God's great love for you, you are not that now. You are different. Praise the Lord. You are different. What you were then, you are not that now. God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ. So you can say with full assurance, it is by grace you have been saved. You are saved by grace. So what you were then, you are not that now. You are a thief, you are a liar, you are a drunkard, you had so many things behind you, so many baggages, but you laid them at the cross. And so what you were then, you are not that now. You are a free person. You can claim the freedom and the joy of living in Jesus Christ, because that was your past. What you were then, you are not that now. So you have experienced God's grace because you could not deliver yourself from your sin. You could not take yourself out of that bondage. But God has taken you out of that bondage. God has taken you out of a sinful state and brought you into a place where it is so different, where you can say, yes, I am sanctified. I am justified. I am washed. I am cleansed.
You are washed. You are sanctified. You are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by the Spirit of God. What I was then, I am not that now. Say this to yourself. What I was then, I am not that now. I am different. Praise God, I am different. The blood of Jesus Christ, God said, cleanse me from all sins and make me different. What I was then, I am not that now. For the grace of God has come into my life, and the grace of God has delivered me. For by grace, I am saved. It is not a head experience. It is not something I'm thinking about and talking about from my lips. But it is something that is coming out of my heart. Something that is registered in my heart that makes me different this morning. So what I was then, I am not that now. Thank God for his wonderful, bountiful experience of love and grace that he has poured out on us this morning. We're sure this morning, loved ones, all those of you who are Christians, those of us who have come through the ropes, who are sinners, fall by the wayside, fail God, ashamed of our sins. Today, you can say, yes, I was like that then. But praise God, I am not that now. My experience is not a head experience, but it's a heart knowledge, in knowing in my heart that I am changed. I've turned over my life to God. So what I was then, I am not that now. I am saved by the grace of God. For by grace are you saved. May God bless you. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word this morning. Thank you, Lord, for saving us, for allowing us to realize what we were, how deep a sinful person we were. But we are not that now because of the grace of God that shines upon us. Because, Lord, you have shined your glory upon us and you have forgiven us of our sins. What we were then, we are not that now. Praise the Lord. Help us, Lord, to come to this reality and to live this reality in our life and our being. So, God, that our life can be more meaningful to you, and we can have a better appreciation for your grace, for you saving us. Because what we were then, we are not that now. Lord, we pray for those who among us who are not Christians today. Oh God, may they come to the grace of God to realize that they can be freed from their sins and experience the glory and the power of God in their lives. And then they'll be able to say, yes, that was what I was, but today I am different because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. As we bring this service to a close, I just want us to reflect on the words of God. What we were then, we are not that now. This is just what I want us to get this morning. This is how the grace of God appears. The grace of God appears to us. And so that what we were then, we are not that now. Many of us as Christians can be very happy. We can rejoice. We can feel the freedom in our spirit because we know that what we were then, we are not that now, but we are different.
But maybe there might be some of us who are not Christians. We have not given our heart to Christ. We are still living in sin. We are still rebellious. We are still lost our way. We are still drifting away from the Lord. I say to you today is a day that you can commit yourself to God. You can turn over your life to Him and be changed. You can have a new life and a new experience that you can say, yes, I was all of that. But since I turned my life to Jesus, since I gave my life to Jesus, it makes a difference. I am a different person. I am a new man. I am a different person. So with that this morning, I just ask you to think about it as you leave the service and go with the blessings of God in your heart and in your mind. Yes, what you are now. I am a child, you can say, I am a child of God because I've trusted Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sins. If you listen to these words and you feel that you need some help, some spiritual help, you can call in to the church line. You can call the pastor, or you can call my number, 917-870-2015. You can call pastor's number, or you can reach out to some brethren and ask them to pray with you and to guide you through the word of the Lord. God bless you. Now I pronounce a benediction. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. God bless you.